Hi, this is a procedure recording for Brandon Royal, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Brandon Royal, R-O-Y-A-L. Brandon Royal is date of birth 7/26/87, date of injury is 7/30/2021, and date of procedure is 3/7/2022. Mr. Brandon Royal is a victim of an automobile accident that caused all his symptoms. Apparently, he was crossing Grand River Road when he was hit by a car. He hit a puddle of water and lost control and hydroplane, and the car spinned several times. This accident hit into a pole and then flip over. All of this impact caused him severe pain in the lower back. And the right shoulder and neck area, leading with radiation to the right arm and right leg, as numbness and tingling. Patient has been under physical therapy, which has not helped him. He has had a previous surgery at L5-S1 on a previous accident on 2017 when he fell on ice. His current MRIs are positive and the physical examination is positive for involvement of sacroiliac joint bilaterally, which is leading to pain in the sacroiliac joint. The Faber test and Gonsalin test and the compression test are found positive bilaterally, and hence the patient has an indication for injection of the sacroiliac joint for diagnostic and therapeutic reasons. Two times this injection will be done to provide diagnosis. The patient reports left side is more worse than the right. The procedure that is going to be done is left-sided sacroiliac joint injection with arthrogram under fluoroscopy, right-sided sacroiliac joint injection with arthrogram under fluoroscopy. The procedure for sacroiliac joint injection is done according to the template. Regarding the arthrogram, please mention that after the dye was injected on the left-sided sacroiliac joint arthrogram, the dye was injected, which is Omnipack 240, 3 cc's, and eliminated the entire area of the joint, the anterior, posterior, inferior and superior spread was noticed within the sacroiliac joint, and after that the injection for the steroid was provided. Regarding the left sacroiliac joint arthrogram, again, 2 cc's of Omnipack 240 dye was injected, and it eliminated the entire joint, especially the inferior part of the joint. And once the confirmation was made, the medication for steroid and Markin was injected. The arthrogram showed anterior posterior spread of the dye, inferior spread, and lateral spread without any obstruction. The next procedure is injection of the patient also underwent an injection of the following procedure for the right shoulder: injection of the supraspinatus and subscapularis in tendon, and injection of the right shoulder. The patient was the procedure is in right supraspinatus tendon injection, right subscapularis tendon injection, right shoulder joint intra-articular injection with fluoroscopy. The patient was taken to the fluoroscope OP room after signing the consent. MRI was reviewed, physical examination was reconducted. The patient was found suitable for the injection process. He already has received two injections in the past. And the injection was done in sitting position. The patient supraspinatus injection site was located by filling on with the scapular spine of the scapula, and at the insertion of the supraspinatus tendon, the injection was carried out, and then subscapularis tendon was also injected with the 50% dexamethasone and 50% of the Marcan 0.5% and 3 cc syringes. Then the patient was also given an injection to the right shoulder intra-articular. By feeling the coracoid process, an injecting injection needle was directed superior and medial through under the coracoid process to direct to the shoulder joint. After aspiration, the injection was carried out. The procedure for the shoulder joint is in the template. Kindly use that one. The entire needle was withdrawn and patient was relieved of the pain. Thank you.